On this Monday, I'm joined by Michael Palmer, Boyd Bronson, and Pedro Hogan, all coming here to talk about a very special celebration with a musical group that has some of the longest roots Kalamazoo knows. And we're talking about the Kalamazoo Male Chorus. Michael, nice to have you back.
Thank you very much, Kara.
So you've come today with some choice members of the group.
Indeed.
And some highlights to listen to. Mm-hmm. And it looks like you have a few notes and a plan. I'm just going to turn it over to you.
Well, a few notes, yes, a plan, not so much. But I'm joined with here in the studio with Boyd Bronson. And Boyd is a longtime member of the male chorus. And most recently has taken on the mantle of historian and has been combing through the archives this last year, especially as we are celebrating our 90th anniversary and are closing out our season on Sunday at First Baptist Church. And also joined by Pedro Hogan, who has not been part of the chorus, not that long, not 90 years,
no,
but how long, Pedro?
Going on four.
4 years.
Just under four.
And this is all about just coming together and chatting about our 90th year and how it's evolved and some of the background that Boyd can share, and have some stories at the concert as well that we'll share.
Well, I know that the Kalamazoo Symphony is going on maybe 98, 97.
I think that's correct, yes.
Something like that. So take us back 90 years, Boyd, and what do you know about the beginnings of the Kalamazoo Male Chorus?
Well, the chorus started because there were two people who really liked to sing, Don McDowell and Howard DeWeird, and they were employees of the Kalamazoo Vegetable Parchment Company, which Jacob Kindleberger started in the town of Parchment, which he started.
All these names, we know them.
And at that time, there were not the choices in entertainment that there are today, and so companies tended to sponsor choruses and athletic teams and various activities for their employees to sort of keep them out of trouble, I think, and keep them occupied in good activities and so on. So the company, the paper company, sponsored Don McDowell in singing in various groups. He was in a quartet and a sextet, and he actually did direct a chorus, which disbanded in early 1928. But then along came his friend Howard DeWeird, which I'm not sure whether Howard was in that first chorus or not, but he started another group. And I think they realized that they couldn't get enough people from the paper company, so they expanded it to the entire Kalamazoo area. And he formed the Kalamazoo Industrial Men's Chorus in the spring of 1928.
How did you go back and find these stories, Howard DeWeird and all of these people's names? Were they reported on back then?
Well, we had a collection of papers that had kind of hung around for all these years and been passed along to various members. And in 1979, our member Jim Shillitoe started donating these papers to the Zhang Legacy Collection, or that's what it is now, on the Western Michigan University campus. That facility didn't exist in 1979, but over the years there have been about five injections of material into the archives.
Wonderful.
And so we started last fall, a team of five of us making trips to the archives and searching through these papers.
What do you personally, do you care about history, family history? Do you have long roots in Kalamazoo yourself, Boyd?
Well, if you're wondering if I'm related to the Bronson, the founding father of Kalamazoo, no, I'm not. No, I just moved here and there is no connection. Titus Bronson only had daughters, and so the name did not get passed down to me.
I was wondering if you were related to DeWeird. but is history
Thanks, but no.
Is that a good hobby of yours, something you like to?
No, it hasn't been especially, although I starting to take a little bit because of this an interest in genealogy and maybe finding out what my connection is to, you know, is Titus Bronson my uncle? I don't know.
What do you know about the era where these activities were sponsored by industry? Like you said that it was a form of advertising in a way, like of good public works to a company to have their name associated with, of music making and things like that.
Right. I guess I wasn't thinking about it in terms of advertising. But actually, many of the choruses in Michigan, and there are a bunch, were started by auto companies. Dow Chemical Company in Midland started a chorus, two or three in Flint associated with the auto industry all over the state. So the auto industry was really big in supporting these choruses.
Sure. Well, I like that it was opened up to men of industry of any industry in Kalamazoo, because that tradition of cooperation between groups and organizations continues to be a hallmark of our culture and artistic endeavors.
Oh, it does. It does indeed. And in fact, the show on Sunday is full of collaboration. We have several folks, several seasoned friends, and several new friends that will be joining us on Sunday's concert. The Kalamazoo Ringers, part of the alumni group of the Kalamazoo Ringers. Jan Van Vailey has been kind enough to release four of her alumni to come over and join with us. Unfortunately, we are in direct competition on Sunday with the Kalamazoo Ringers. They have their final concert of the season as well. And so four ringers celebrating our long collaboration with the Kalamazoo Ringers are coming to join us. Some good friends known as Whiskey Before Breakfast are joining us, and Tom Duffield and Lorraine Caron. Jan Burkhorst, my predecessor, will be conducting a piece. The Kalamazoo Community Chorale, a new friend of ours, Matt Gross, mostly known for his connection with a band called Knee Deep Shag, is going to sing with us on Sunday. And old friends Chris Haber and Mark Bass, a bass player and drummer in town that have been working with male chorus probably on the better part of 20 years, if not longer. So there's some other things happening that day as well. So
it begins at 4 o'clock at First Baptist Church.
It does, downtown Kalamazoo. It's one of the places that we kind of call home. It's been our home for our closing concert for the last several years. It's a wonderful space, and it has a marvelous Letourneau organ that will be in use with the concert as well on Sunday.
So again, the concert is at 4 o'clock at First Baptist Church, and it's bringing together some of the Kalamazoo Male Chorus's favorite collaborators over the years, so you'll see a real variety,
indeed,
of things. Why don't we listen to an excerpt of a concert?
The first song up is a very short piece. It's about 30 to 45 seconds long, so we'll be quick on the draw. This is a piece that was written by the director of the Men of Music from Midland, Michigan. The director's name is Grace Mara, and she wrote this piece back in 2010, 2011 for the theme song for the Great Lakes Male Chorus Association Festival. We can come back to that in a few minutes, but this was the theme song. It's called Friendship, Fellowship, and Song, and this song will be our first number on the concert this coming Sunday, and our student scholar will be conducting. Zach Nicely will be conducting the piece. So this is Friendship, Fellowship, and Song.
Harmonies are voices sing, the harmonies are.
That's a joyous celebration.
It is indeed.
Male voices. Yeah.
Yep. That was the premiere performance of that piece back in 2011 on the stage in Midland. And it was a great thrill for me because Midland is my hometown. And it was sort of a homecoming year for me.
It had an anthemic kind of quality. I'm wondering, Boyd, if you looked at the... Did they publish programs for Kalamazoo Male Chorus back in the day? I mean, did you come across programs that were 30, 40, 50, 90 years old?
Yes, there were programs from the very beginning.
Really?
Yes.
What would you say, what kind of tunes were on the programs? What was the sound of the male chorus back then?
Well, some... there were a variety of religious and patriotic music, and some of these songs we actually still sing today. I'm not sure what the oldest song is on the program today, but you know, they're sort of standards for male chorus, and they've been collected all that time. We have a huge music library as well that goes back that far, I think.
So. Yeah, we have music dating back to the mid-1800s, copyright. We sang one of the pieces, it's an old Scottish folk tune, back last fall. And in fact, part of what we've done during the year, and Pedro, you might be able mm-hmm. to speak to a little bit about this, but we've culled the library and pulled out some of those old pieces that were done by the male chorus back in the 30s and 40s.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, no, that's one of the most interesting things to me is being able to hold, sometimes holding music that's, you know, from the 1880s, and you're like, well, don't tear it as you turn quickly. I think as someone who is relatively new to this male chorus world, being able to sing this the songs from like an old glee club tradition, which you don't really get to do. You see it in movies and on radio, or in movies and television, but that combined with the more contemporary works that Michael's really great at throwing at us. He has some favorite composers, one of whom's name is Dan Forrest. I know he really likes
yep.
him a lot. And
very
he's
so.
Close in age to me. And it's wonderful to be able to combine the old with the new.
How often does the Kalamazoo Male Chorus meet?
Weekly.
Every week?
Yep, every Tuesday from 7 to 9 mm-hmm. at Maple Street. Middle School.
Middle school.
Right. Yeah.
And is it work, or is there an element of social?
It's all work all the time. and beer.
Oh.
Yeah, we oftentimes go out afterwards and celebrate with we'll raise the glass from time to time, and, actually weekly.
But he does work as hard. It's a rapid pace, and Michael's a nice guy, but he also keeps us on task. He makes sure that we mind our P's and Q's, for sure, so that when concert time comes, we don't fall on our face, hopefully, you know. So
at least not intentionally.
Yeah, not intentionally.
Well, how many people are in the Kalamazoo Male Chorus right now?
I think our roster is at 44 or 45, and, you know, given the lives that people lead these days, we usually have 38 in rehearsal. We'll probably have somewhere between 35 and 40 on stage on Sunday. We've had a few take a leave of absence this year.
With a mixed choir, you'd have soprano, alto, tenor, bass.
Yes.
What happens when it's a all-male chorus?
Well, you have tenors and basses and a split between the tenors, tenor one and tenor two, and then baritone and bass. And oftentimes we'll go into Divisi beyond that. We're doing a piece that calls for 6-part men's chorus in it at one time. And it's just a lush, wonderful sound. It's actually an arrangement that we'll come up and listen to in just a little bit by Mack Wilberg called Come Thou Fount of Every Blessing. And actually is written SATB. And we'll be joined by the Kalamazoo Community Chorale, which is an all-women's chorus for that piece. We should have about 100 singers on stage for
that performance. This is a big celebration.
It is. A lot of moving parts, but it's well worthwhile. I mean, how many times do you get to be 90?
Well, the number 10 has significance here too, I know, that 10 representing a decade, and that is how long you've been the director.
Indeed.
Of the Kalamazoo Male Chorus, Michael, and you're capping it off at 10 years.
I am. I'm stepping down as the director of the Male Chorus as of May 20th, and so this has been a fun concert to pull together. Some of the literature that we're doing is some of my favorite repertoire. Some is brand new to me. It's just been terrific to pull together the repertoire, the collaborators, the history, and the guys seem to be really excited about this concert.
But as the historian, I have to jump in here and correct this. I think it's actually 15 years.
Yes, I'm older than I appear to be, yes.
It's 15 years that Michael has been directing.
Well, thanks for correcting that, Boyd. For some reason, I have...
Only as a historian would I do that.
He started fresh out of high school, so it's, you know, momentous for him.
That's right.
15 years.
Yeah.
Well, congratulations on a decade and a half.
Thank you very much. Thank you very much.
With the Kalamazoo Male Chorus. Do you plan to continue conducting?
I do. Yes. I'm music director and director of worship arts at First Congregational United Church of Christ, and will remain on deck there. And we do the Messiah Sing every year, and some of my duties there are expanded a bit. And so.
Has it been made public who the next conductor will be?
It has not been made public.
Secrets.
Big secrets are abound. That's one of the surprises at the show is the new director will be named at the show.
The show is Sunday at 4 o'clock at First Baptist Church. Is this a ticketed event?
It is not. It's free to the public. We do take a goodwill offering to help offset the costs of the production of the show. But it is it's free and all are welcome. It's kid-friendly concert, family-friendly concert, and accessible. There's an elevator. First Baptist Church Sanctuary is on the second floor, but it is fully accessible. So,
well, let's dive back into the program. Maybe you can tell us about another piece.
Sure. The next piece, during my time, the group has sung in a few languages, but has never tried German. And so we are singing an arrangement of Franz Schubert's An die Musik, and it's a wonderful arrangement by Craig Courtney. Craig Courtney is out of Columbus, Ohio, and works with Capital University and owns his own publishing company as well. And he's a fabulous, fabulous accompanist. And he wrote this arrangement. It was just released in the last year or so. But the recording that you're going to hear is Dietrich Fischer-Dieskau singing An die Musik by Franz Schubert. Heiliger Akkord von dir.
That was an historic recording of Schubert's An die Musik with, was it Fischer-Dieskau?
Mm-hmm. Dietrich Fischer-Dieskau. And one of the interesting things in looking back into some of the history of the music, Harold Schoenberg, who was the New York Times critic back in the 60s, 70s, wrote that this was probably the most beautiful thank you note ever written. And it just strikes me, it's such a great ode to music. It's all about loving the art, loving the music, and being loved by the music. And when I was looking at this piece about a year ago, it struck me that what a great way for the male chorus to kind of celebrate their 90th by paying this particular ode and saying thank you to the music. And it's, like I said, it's a gorgeous, full, rich arrangement that Craig Courtney has done. And you can always tell when the male chorus loves a piece. They just lean right into it, and they have sung this incredibly well and have taken to the German incredibly well.
Michael Palmer has been leading the Kalamazoo Male Chorus for 15 years and is stepping down after this final concert of the season, which is this Sunday at 4 o'clock at First Baptist Church, and will include so many musicians, the Kalamazoo Community Chorus, which is a women's group, bringing together other singers and players, instrumentalists, including members of my own group, Whiskey Before Breakfast. Mm-hmm. I'm so glad you included us, and that we do get to play something from the Celtic tradition.
We do.
Rather than sing in German, not sure I could handle that.
Well, our collaboration goes back to, I think, 2011, maybe 2010. It was our second year of doing the Valentine show. And our first Valentine show was at the Kalamazoo Country Club. And then the following year, we came over to the Union in downtown Kalamazoo. And that's when Kara and the band came to join us on a piece called Star of the County Down. And that's a piece that we're going to reprise this coming Sunday on our concert.
It's a free concert. A goodwill offering will be accepted during the course of the concert. Starts at 4 o'clock. You actually have, I'm not sure the collective noun, but scads of music comes to mind. Like, there's the space in front of you is covered with scores. So I think we should maybe have a look at some of the other highlights.
Well, we have a great piece, an Irving Berlin piece called Let's Face the Music and Dance, which was written in 1925, 1926 for the show Follow the Fleet, which was a vehicle for Fred Astaire and Ginger Rogers. And it's, as with all of those vehicles, it's a convoluted mess of a plot. There
yeah.
you go. But one of our members, Gregory Greenman, actually arranged this piece and pulled it together, and it's a wonderful arrangement for piano and bass and drums, and then the male chorus. And Greg did this, wrote this piece in honor of his father, who passed away this last year. And so that's a piece that we're doing, and we're pulling three pieces together. Matt Gross is going to lead us in a Bob Dylan song called, With God on Our Side, from his 1964 album, The Times They Are Changin'. And it's completely a cappella. Matt sings all 11 verses, and the male chorus joins him on the final three verses. And it's a stunning, stunning piece. Had the opportunity to do that piece with Matt at First Congregational Church back in January, and I immediately pegged him to come sing with the male chorus at that time. And so he'll join us for With God on Our Side. And then we're going to do a piece immediately on the heels of that called Prayer of the Children, which is a piece that was written by Kurt Bester back in the 70s. And it was a piece that came about as a result of the Yugoslavian Civil War. I misspoke. He actually wrote it in the 90s, sorry about that. And it was his response to the Yugoslavian conflict and the Serbs and Croatians, and it's beautiful a cappella work. And then on the heels of that piece, we're going to do Come Thou Fount of Every Blessing, which is an old folk tune, old hymn tune. And Mac Wilberg, who at the time was the director of choral activities at Brigham Young University, arranged this for the combined Brigham Young choirs and orchestra. And it was premiered in 1992 at one of their Thanksgiving festival concerts. And it's a piece that I heard for the first time in late 1992, and I was struck by it. It's originally scored for organ and chorus. The arrangement, actually, we have a recording of it that we can pull up, is written for the mass choirs and the orchestra at Brigham Young. But on Sunday, we're going to pull in the Kalamazoo Community Chorale, joined with the male chorus, and our accompanist, Corey Heitzik, will be at the organ console for that one. So we'll do all three of those. That gives you an idea of some of the spread of the repertoire.
Yeah, that's a rainbow of pieces.
It is.
For Sunday. Will you be accepting applause between each piece, or do you have
that trio? No, we won't. But the rest of the concert, we accept applause all the time.
Yeah.
No big deal.
Well, since I have Pedro and Boyd here, and Michael just here to listen, I'm wondering what you feel Michael has contributed to the choir and maybe will remain with the group after he's gone and you've moved on with another conductor. So what are some of his contributions?
Well, let me start by saying that Michael is the longest serving director that we have had, and Jan Berghorst, who will also conduct a number, is the second longest. So between the two of them, they have given us basically 25 years of stability, and that's very important, I think, consistency, stability, and so on. Michael does have high standards, and I think the group appreciates that, and he has helped us to create some great music. There are moments when we're sitting there, and you know the hair stands up on the back of your neck when you're listening to other parts of the group. Especially when we take the time and he focuses on listening to each other, we get those moments, and that's a wonderful thing.
I would say that he does a really wonderful job of challenging us to take on material that I think sometimes the guys wouldn't necessarily believe they might do that well in any other circumstance. I've had the chance to step out of the chorus with some solos over time, one of which was a Freddie Mercury piece and followed up by a Dolly Parton piece. So he challenges us as far as variety. It's great to see guys who could be my dad or my grandpa singing stuff that I haven't seen my dad or grandpa sing before. So that's exciting. And one of the things that I'm really looking forward to is continuing to do material that would be maybe a little outside the box.
Mike, was it Michael that established the scholarship position with the choir?
No, I was not. That preceded me by a number of years, and that's been part. Boyd, do you have any thoughts on that?
I don't know exactly when student scholarships started, but there was a program back in the 1930s where there was sort of a junior chorus that was established in the high school, and they had at one point they had 36 members, And so they sort of cultivated this group and then included them in concerts and so on. I'm not sure how long it lasted, but that wasn't exactly a scholarship program, but we've been involved from the very beginning in trying to encourage young men to sing and eventually sing with us.
A number of them have been at school at Western Michigan University.
Primarily at Western. Yeah. Some came out of Kalamazoo Valley Community College as well.
Well, what else can we say about Sunday's concert?
Well, go ahead, Boyd.
Well, in addition to the music, we're going to expose people to some of the history and interesting stories of the Kalamazoo Male Chorus. And so interposed between many of the pieces, we will have people reading stories and so on. And I can just name some of the titles, given these little segments titles. One of them is Masters of Technology. One is Eye Candy. There's a little discussion of when we sang at Jackson State Prison. Some of the more interesting ones are...
Like Jackson State Prison isn't interesting enough.
The throwing of the biscuits is a...
Sounds like a great tradition.
will be an entertaining little segment. And... some kind of an extraordinary story about how the chorus kept their word and made a promise of payment of money to their director, not knowing how much it would be, and when it was an extraordinary amount, they kept their word.
You know, I play on a flute owned by my father, and that makes it more meaningful, right? Mm-hmm. And to be part of an organization like the Kalamazoo Male Chorus, where your father or your grandfather or even great-grandfather could have participated, can really add a lot of meaning to life as well. Yeah,
indeed. We've had a number of father-son and siblings that have been part of the male chorus.
Yes, that tradition was established really early. In fact, the original members include four Bosker siblings, and we're not actually sure who was father and son, but there are, in the original membership, there are three Peter Boskers with different middle initials and Frederick, and we're not exactly sure about the relationships, but they were all in there from the very beginning, and there are several other combinations like that.
There should be a Bosker section.
Yeah, exactly. This is my brother Peter. This is my other brother Peter kind of thing.
I know the idea of family is something that has really resonated with me with this group. My partner Corey is the accompanist. And not only do we get to share this experience on a weekly basis, but we get to then go out there and take our talent and connect with the community in a way that a lot of people don't get to do often or ever. So, and also just these guys have become like uncles and father figures and brothers in a way that I didn't anticipate when I first kind of got roped in. I thought, oh, this is going to be like, a high school chorus where the community aspect isn't as strong. And so I've been really surprised as I've gone along.
It turns out that you meet all kinds of people in this chorus. What the members I've met come from all walks of life and have so much different experience you could draw on in conversation. And
Indeed. One of the hallmarks of the chorus throughout the years is that it's been a non-auditioned chorus, as far as I know, for the entire run of the 90 years. However, Boyd unearthed a little note that was written to one of the members back when, 1930-ish?
Yes.
Yeah, I'd like you to read part of that. This is too funny.
Okay. I will use this person's first name. Dear Claire, we are mighty sorry to write you this letter, but your voice does not harmonize well with the other voices in the tenor section. Very often this happens in organizations of this size, and of course you will realize that the success of our organization musically depends upon voices which harmonize. It may be possible with practice and training, you will be able to take that thing out of your voice which does not fit with the other voices.
Oh, dear.
And when you have accomplished this, we will be very glad to give you further consideration. Thank you very sincerely for your desire to join with us. And I love this next phrase. And we are very, very sorry that things have not worked out to the joy of all concerned.
Non-auditioned, but watch out.
A direct but honest letter may be the best way to
Indeed.
Go about it.
That I just couldn't believe it when I saw that the other day for the first time. But
take
truly
that thing
wonderful.
Out of your voice. That yeah.
I just keep picturing a frog for
it's
some
technical.
reason.
Yeah.
The frog. Yes, that was written by that founding gentleman, Howard DeWeerd, who had a way with words in many letters that we saw. Wow. And he does point out that this letter was written at the request of the board of directors, so that this gentleman knows that it wasn't just Howard.
Just Howard.
Well, I don't think any such letters are going to be coming to any mailboxes.
No. I've never written any of those letters.
I haven't received any.
Then
so
there you
we're
go.
Good.
And there you go.
Well, yeah. You'll find a very harmonious group on Sunday at 4 o'clock at First Baptist Church in downtown Kalamazoo. It's a free concert by the Kalamazoo Male Chorus with friends, lots of friends yeah. Joining in this celebration, adding up to about 100 musicians, if you keep tally. It's free and open to the public, and perhaps we could sample another piece.
Yes, let's go to cut five, and this is a recording of "Star of the County Down" by Van Morrison and the Chieftains.
Well, nice. Matt Gross could probably do a great Van Morrison, you know.
Oh, I'm sure.
Town in the county down one morning last July. From a boring green came a sweet Colleen, and she smiled and she passed me by. She loved the county down. From Battery Bay up to Derry J, up from Galway to Dublin town. Now old maid I sing like the brown Colleen that I met in the county down. From Battery Bay up to Derry J, up from Galway to Dublin town. Brown Colleen that I met in the county down. From Bantry Bay of the Derry Jay, up from Galway to Dublin town. Double made I sail like a brown Colleen that I met in the county down.
The Star of the County Down, one of the great traditional songs, and as it turns out, a hymn you can hear in certain churches around town.
Indeed.
As well. Michael Palmer is my guest, along with Boyd Bronson and Pedro Hogan of the Kalamazoo Male Chorus. The concert is this Sunday at 4 o'clock at First Baptist Church. And I love listening to Van Morrison and the Chieftains.
Yep.
It's a great version.
It is.
There'll be more male voices in this piece come Sunday. And a little whistle and fiddle and Bowron.
Oh, sure. And one of the great assets, particularly this year to the male chorus, has been one of our student scholars, Zach Nicely. He came along and auditioned and has a wonderful baritone voice. And he also plays French horn. He's part of the graduate horn studio here at Western. And it also turns out he's an aspiring conductor. And so he's doing all three on the concert on Sunday. He, as I said earlier, he's going to be conducting this theme song, Friendship, Fellowship, and Song, which begins our concert. No pressure there. And then a few minutes later, he's going to pick up his horn and join us on an old hymn tune of the Father's Love Begotten. Works some a cappella elements, some handbell elements. The Kalamazoo Ringers alumni are going to join us on that with organ and then horn. And then a little later on, he's going to solo on a piece called River in Judea that goes back a long way with the chorus, well back into the 70s, I think. But this is the piece that Jan Burkhorst is going to conduct. Jan and I have had long conversations about this, and she's been such a joy to work with. And Chris Haber and Mark Bass will join us on that piece as well, and then Zach will solo. So it's going to be a great, great piece.
Jan is probably returning from her home down south, right?
She lives here in Kalamazoo. Actually, she lives right down the street from me. She's one of my neighbors. And
I had her as a snowbird.
Nope. She's out walking in her winter coat the other day. It was great. It was great.
Oh, well, great. The Kalamazoo Male Chorus celebrating 90 years. Lots of history there. There'll be some great historic tidbits presented during the concert. Each of the pieces has a significance to it, either to the chorus or to the chorus and to Michael, as this is his 15th year conducting. Mm-hmm. And he'll be wrapping it up. The new conductor will be announced sometime later this year.
Well, actually, he'll be announced at the concert.
At the concert.
Yep, he's coming into town, and so we'll have an announcement somewhere during the concert. We're not quite sure yet. So,
it sounds like part of the time you've allowed yourself to step back and listen. You've got Zach conducting.
Oh, it's great.
Jan conducting. You're going to be able to actually be in the moment and
enjoy
it.
I am. And I may sing a little bit, but mostly I'm going to sit back and listen and enjoy just like everybody else gets to.
The chorus has 40 to 50 members in it and is a non-auditioned chorus. So what is the most common way for people to reach out?
They can reach out via our website, KalamazooMaleChorus.org. And then the guys from within also reach out to friends, family members in some cases, and to the community. We've had Bring a Friend night early on in the season. Our season runs from the first Tuesday after Labor Day until the end of May. And so early on in September, we'll have Bring a Friend, and some of those friends have stayed over the years, and some of them have gone running, screaming in the opposite direction. But it's been an ongoing process to find those coming in.
Well, I have an idea here for a new way to recruit, and it relates to a mystery that we've been trying to solve, and that is we found a picture in our collection of documents of a stock car, and it's a red 1973 Ford Gran Torino stock car, and it's painted very boldly with Kalamazoo Male Chorus, and there's no further identification on it or anything that identifies who owned it or why it had our name on it or any such thing. And we found this months ago, and we put out some feelers. I posted it on our Facebook page and so on. And eventually I found just recently a collection of 700 people with an interest in stock car racing associated with Galesburg Speedway. And I posted the photo there, and within a day we had identified that this car belonged to a former member of ours, Dennis Weber, who is still alive and lives not far from us. And so tomorrow morning I'm going to be interviewing Dennis Weber and finding out about that race car and what may have gone on with it. We also found a record in a treasurer's report that indicated we may have received some money from some sort of a fundraiser associated with a car. And I'm thinking that is that car.
Yeah.
And so I'm going to ask him about it. I can't tell you now because I don't know the story, but hopefully next Sunday we'll have some news about that stock car and what went on with it.
A brainstorm by a chorus member.
So indeed. I'm thinking that as part of this, I'm going to report back to these 700 people who are interested in stock cars, and I'm going to invite them
to come sing,
to come to our concert, and to come and sing with us, because there are going to be some people out there who are interested.
Right. Clearly, there are some people who have two loves, singing and car racing, and you can bring them together.
So we have stock cars, Jackson Prison, throwing of biscuits, and singing. What more could you ask for?
And all questions will be answered on Sunday during the Kalamazoo Male Chorus end of season concert and a celebration of 90 years mm-hmm. of existence. How do the next 10 years look? You're going to make it to 100. Pretty soon.
Well, I'm looking forward to it. I'm very excited about the choice of our new director. I think this person is going to do a great job. And looking forward 10 years, it seems that the Kalamazoo Male Chorus sang at the City of Kalamazoo Centennial Celebration. Okay, and in actually 11 years, it'll be the bicentennial. And so I think we need to put that on our calendar and make sure that we're singing at the City of Kalamazoo Bicentennial Celebration.
Oh, yeah. Great idea.
How fun.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, Boyd and Pedro and Michael, thank you so much for previewing this event here on WMUK. Do we have time for one last piece of music?
Let's go out on that arrangement of Come Thou Fount of Every Blessing.
Okay. Well, first I'll ask for your final thoughts. Anything we may have missed this hour or any appeals to listeners who still aren't sold on after hearing biscuit tossing and stock car racing?
I get to sing. I almost forgot. Sitting here listening so attentively, I get to do a solo on a song called I Love You. What a wonderful world.
Right. It's a
wonderful fun. Mashups are cool these days. So, you know, that's how hip Michael is. He pulled one for us.
And there is going to be a reception afterward. And at that reception, you are probably going to be able to hear or watch the video of us performing with Foreigner.
The rock group.
The Foreigner.
The Foreigner.
That's
right. A few years back. So look forward to that.
Okay. And Michael?
It's been an absolute joy, and I'm looking forward to the concert. I'm looking forward to making so much good music with so many good friends, and I'm grateful for the support, Kara, that you've shown the group over the years and allowing us to come here and talk about it from time to time, and I'm ready to have a good time with this. This is going to be great.
What's this last piece we'll hear?
This is the arrangement of Come Thou Fount of Every Blessing by Mac Wilberg.